Let's move to James Cummings, because I think he's in Sydney, maybe getting on a plane shortly. Morning to you, James.
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Duff. How you going?
Hope the planes are okay with that fog, mate.
I think we're okay. We're on schedule.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Let's go through them then.
Yeah, what do you say about it? They're all peaked up, these horses, for the Stradbroke, home of the Brave Trekking Viridine Encryption.
Yeah, look, we're pretty pumped about getting four into the race and four that are in great shape and healthy and capable of running their best. But we like the fact that they all bring a bit of a mix of form lines and a bit of a mix of attributes into what is a pretty open Stradbroke.
What's your feelings? Trekking your best chance?
Well, I like the way that he's on the upward progression. He's got the last start Group 1 placing to his name. And he's looked like a Stradbroke horse since his win in the Hallmark some time ago. But the biggest result for the farm would no doubt be Encryption getting up and winning. And he's another one with a big Group 1 performance. And looks well, looks like he's improved, like he needed to, coming out of the Kingsford Smith, and should enjoy a much quieter ride today.
Bahutakawa in race 5 had never really had a chance to fully extend there last time.
No, she didn't get the best of it and was ridden determined to try to get the best of the track on the day. With rail out 2 metres today, having seen the track and getting out to a preferred 1600 metres, I can see her making a real impression on this race, and perhaps even making her presence felt, or a potential presence felt, in the Tiara a couple of weeks later. But Guineas is the first target for the minute, and I think she's primed and ready to go for it.
We'll go back to the first Plague Stone. We know he's going well. Bit of a sticky draw today.
Yeah, look, he's just going to have to ease off them and run them down late. And the backup is it's a big concern, but he's had a fantastic week, and if he had had one thing go against him, we wouldn't be here. But he's just beaten the old horses last week and pulled up so strongly from it that we thought a quick backup and then straight to the paddock would be ideal for him. The last couple of days, the more we thought about it, and that's going to be a good opportunity again for him to record another stakes victory if he gets up and wins this race today.
Duke of Valentinois was, considering the perceived bias, his run was good the other day.
Yeah, his run was good there. It was good at Scone too, and he's ready to produce a big run again today. And this race looks a little more winnable than last time.
You got Tally in the Brisbane Cup. Might be the right race to give him a more positive ride today.
Yeah, we'd like to. He did get shuffled back last start, but he's been strong. He's been feeling great on the backup, and I think he gets a good chance back at the handicaps to after three runs at Weight for Age to be more effective just against the handicap. He always seemed to have that bit more to offer.
Sydney Lanagira in the first. Obviously, he has shown you some ability. A nice, easy trial gelded this prep.
Yeah, he should be running a good race today. I think there's improvement left in him. I don't think he's completely wound up. Whether the heavy track can play against him on account of that, we'll have to wait and see. Hopefully, it's with first crack at the course proper there in the first. In his favour, but I think he's going to improve a bit as the preparation's unfolded, which hasn't been the case in the past as Colt. That'll be a good opportunity for us to see his true potential.
Is there much between Gongs and Taniko in race 5?
Look, there's not much between them, but we were really impressed with the way Taniko worked going into this. And I think she's not far off the best.
Okay. Deprive... how's he trained on since that? Well, he captured everyone's attention there first up.
Yeah, look, he's been really good, that horse. We've just had to manage him a little differently going into the wet track with the rain throughout the week. But with that aside, he's fit. He's more forward. He's certainly maintaining. He's maintaining himself nicely, and I think that on account of that.
he's a really good chance to repeat that good first up performance. And he just needs to be as comfortable on the going as some of his opposition, because as a fast horse, I do think the first on top of the ground is better for him.
Those three at Flemington, are any hope for those?
Look, I think the 2-year-old was a good win on debut. And I think Lesage, yeah, I think she's worth following as long as she can overcome the challenge of going up the straight for the first time. And Federal, well, he's been off the scene for a long time. You know, I'd like to see a positive performance from him first up before getting too carried away.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, safe travels. I hope everything goes to plan on the plane.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.